Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Well, to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. By the way, people are just killing Mike for the War and Peace thing. And you said that's the only thing you know about it. So now, at least you know you can say literally, I know nothing about War and Peace.
Right. That was the point of the lesson.
Now you know. Today, we toast 47-year-old Melinda Gonzalez of Sacramento, California. Now, Melinda, like a lot of us, she got drunk. Unlike a lot of us, Melinda then stole the vehicle. Now, if we were to steal a vehicle when drunk, Melinda stole, well, what most of us would not steal, which is an empty U-Haul truck. And again, if we were to even steal an empty U-Haul truck, most of us would not immediately then drive it to a car wash. But then we're not Melinda. So that's where we pick up the story. The car wash itself had a sign warning of a 7-foot tolerance. Now, not only did Melinda not heed the warning, But the truck ended up being taller than 7 feet. And it turns out the warning sign wasn't so much about the getting in. It was about the getting out. And when she realized this, that's when she tried to back out and ran into more troubles because she tried best she could to get unstuck. But it appears that the soap from the vehicle, well, wouldn't allow for any traction. So she went forward, she went backwards, trying to get out, but she couldn't. Power was finally cut off to the car wash, and she finally got out of the truck safely and promptly into a squad car as the police arrived to pick her up. No surprise, she was charged with DUI and possession of stolen property.
Damn.
Basically, she stole and drove to a car wash. Got stuck in the car wash. They turned off the car wash. She was arrested. Ta-da!
Genius.
It is genius. So let's drink. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because
we think it's yummy.
Yummy! So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throhill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Anthony. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola! All right, Anthony, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. Then you know you have a choice of one of three stories. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have bite me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
Let's go with the interior decorating.
Yeah, play that fucking tune, Mike. DJ Mike hooking it up. All right, here is your story. A man is facing drug charges after deputies found drug paraphernalia during a traffic stop. He was also hiding a little something extra in his butt. Now, officials say the deputies stopped the vehicle for speeding and improper lane usage. They found several items inside the vehicle consistent with drug use, and they could smell burnt cannabis. Ooh. Now, deputies then searched the driver, 47-year-old Michael Levar, and they found a straw with methamphetamine residue and a glass meth pipe. Now, officials say Levar then retrieved some additional contraband from his own rectum. On a side note, that's actually nice of him to do. It's not what you want to see, but let's face it, he squatted, popped it in his hand, handed it to him. Now, he was taken into custody and charged with possession of methamphetamine under 5 grams and possession of methamphetamine paraphernalia. The question is, what else did he pop out the backside to hand to the cops? Was it a glass pipe, more meth, a gun, or rolled up 20s? So glass pipe, meth, gun, or rolled up 20s?
Well, I don't know why he would put money in his butt. And
when you say it like that, no one can really argue.
Because he's a smart man and he's a saver.
Pretty sure that J-Lo insured hers, so.
And the cash is there.
That's where she keeps it.
Her deductible.
Anyway. Yeah, exactly. From Bartley's.
Same with Kim.
And the other options were more...
glass pipe, methamphetamines, more drugs, gun, or a roll of 20s.
I think it makes sense if you hide more of those meth. What do you guys think?
You said the car smelt like burnt marijuana.
Correct.
And then they found meth out.
They found meth in the car. They found a glass pipe in the car. And then as they're about to arrest him, he's like, hey, man, just let me do you a solid. No pun intended. He popped out another item from his butt.
I mean, so all that stuff was up there.
All the stuff. No, not all the stuff was up there. They found all that stuff in his car.
Okay, so I don't know why he put meth up there if he's already got it sitting out in his car. Like, you know what I mean? Why hide half the stash?
So I don't know what you got on you. I'm going meth. I'll tell you why. Because the roll of 20s, I mean, yeah, he's basically intent to distribute at this point. But he's got money. Money's not something I'd hide right away. Not there. The gun, put that in your glove compartment or wherever. He's already got a glass pipe in the car. I say he's got more meth. Because that's the one thing here. Technically, if he didn't use the glass pipe, it's still legal. Meth is the illegal item that is on him. So, Anthony, I'm going to go more meth.
Yeah, but it's like, he's already got a bunch of illegal stuff out. I just don't understand why you put that up there?
I don't understand why you put any of it up there.
Oh, you haven't lived, brother. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I, again,
you got change? Yeah, I do.
Got to roll quarters. Hang on.
Yes.
Let me fart them out.
Right. Yesterday.
What
was
you need?
Yesterday was the pistol.
Yeah, yesterday was pistol.
Just going off instinct here, saying roll of 20s.
Roll of 20s. That's 10. All right, Anthony, you've heard us. What do you think?
I'm going to stick with the meth final answer.
You're going to go meth final answer?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to find out what he had in his keister. Was it a glass pipe, meth, gun, or 20s next?
That was a tease.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Our category is interior decorating today on Profile. This guy, man, who's facing drug charges. He got caught speeding, but more in the car. Tons of drugs, paraphernalia, and then when he squatted down, some contraband appeared in his rectum. Question is, what else did he have on his backside there? Did he have a glass pipe, methamphetamines, a gun, or a roll of 20s?
That is the exact question that we pose to you, Anthony. What did he stuff in the old two-sided hullabaloo? The kissing hands. Well, it turns out, D-Ted Smith, you said, man, I'm going to go with a roll of 20s. I wish you were right. That was my initial thought. But no, Miles, you went methamphetamine, saying, I just think he had more. Despite having Anthony. Some in the car, Anthony, you agreed. So, out of the options, makes the most sense.
Yes!
You are correct.
Nice work, Anthony. If we ever do drugs together, we'll know where to find them.
If you're a drug-sniffing dog, do you hate these people or love these people?
Yeah.
I think like them. Dogs sniff a lot of poo.
That'll sniff your butt anyway.
That's right.
All right. Dog, just do it now. I get paid for this.
All right. Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah!
All right, your choices today will be the Jimmys.
Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel.
It's very important not to screw those up. Keep your Jimmy straight.
Mm-hmm. Keep your Jimmy straight.
I feel like some of coach yells in the locker room.
Yeah, I know. I'm just looking at my stuff, and I'm like, oh, I think I put the wrong names in there.
Uh-oh.
Seth Meyers.
Okay.
Or Trevor Noah.
Anyone else?
Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Lane?
That's right, all these guys have teams of professional writers that help them write their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
I thought if your election lasted more than 48 hours, you were supposed to seek medical attention.
Trevor Noah.
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Kimmel.
I thought if your election lasted more than 48 hours, you were supposed to seek medical attention.
Last night was the first night of Election Hanukkah.
Trevor Noah.
Seth Meyers.
Seth Meyers.
You know what? Last night was the first night of election Hanukkah.
Lori Loughlin is reportedly a wreck just days into her 2-month prison sentence, unlike most people who are excited and doing just fine for their first time in prison.
Intense man. That's a good one, though. That's a funny one.
Really, she's having a hard time adjusting to prison life.
I don't know if you guys saw this. I don't know if you watched any election coverage, but those screens got touched up more than a Kardashian photo on Instagram.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Seth Meyers.
Ted Smith!
Oh, yeah!
Yeah!
That's some solid work.
That right? I was trying to think of who gets touched up a lot. Then I was like, oh, well.
Legally.
New Jersey passed a constitutional amendment legalizing marijuana. That's right. Legal weed in New Jersey. You know there's already a guy walking around in a tie-dye tracksuit.
Fallon.
Seth Meyers.
That is Fallon.
Voters in New Jersey have passed a constitutional amendment legalizing recreational marijuana.
That's right. Weed is legal in New Jersey. You just know there's already a guy walking around in a tie-dye tracksuit.
Legal weed in New Jersey. You thought that was a big deal. See what Oregon did. They decriminalized small amounts of cocaine, heroin, and other drugs. I'm sorry. A small amount of heroin? I was only doing a small amount. I just do it on the weekends. Yeah, sometimes I do it when I can.
Seth Meyers.
Yeah, Seth.
That's Fallon again.
But if you think legal weed is a big deal, just listen to what Oregon did.
Oregon voters passing a measure to decriminalize small amounts of cocaine, heroin, and other drugs.
I'm sorry. A small amount of heroin? Who's only doing a small amount? Just a little bit. I just do it on the weekends. Look, yeah, I do it sometimes when I drink. I do heroin a little bit.
I only do it when I drink, though. Right. So good.
It's like the guy who smokes.
Right.
I mean, I've said this for years. Like, you know, if you look at other places, if you had, you know, decriminalized and you have safe, like, if you legalize drugs, which they didn't, they decriminalized them.
Decriminalized.
You know, unfortunately, I think a lot of people that end up on heroin before the opiate pills came out, but a lot of people end up on heroin have very tragic, something tragic has happened in their life, their childhood, this and that. So I don't think just because you're not going to get arrested if it's on you, people are going to run out to the streets and start doing heroin.
No, there's a big difference. Like, this is for the people that already do these drugs. But there's no benefit to go there now, you know what I mean? It's not like you can go buy it and drive back.
Correct.
It's not like getting fireworks, you know. Ran over the border, grabbed fireworks, came back. Like, no, you'll be arrested in Washington. Mm-hmm.
Right. You'll be arrested for distributing these drugs.
Yes,
these drugs, but if you get caught, it's a $100 ticket.
Yeah.
If you get coke on you, you're not going to spend the night in jail. It's no different than driving 85 miles.
I'd say we go to Portland. I'm just going to hand the cops a $100 bill when I get there and be like, game on.
We're good.
Here's 200. I'm going to have a crazy weekend.
Yeah. I'm doing it again tomorrow.
Right. Wait 1 second. Mm-hmm. All right, so Tiger King, we all know about Tiger King.
And Never heard of it.
The guy I hate the most on that show, Jeff Lowe.
Jeff Lowe, Jeff Chariot, gonna be in a porn.
Oh, no.
I wish that wasn't true. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jeff Lowe, pornography.
So here's the deal. TMZ says that Jeff and Lauren Lowe are about to sign a deal to make an X-rated video with 3 scenes. The first one is Jeff and Lauren. But if you've seen the show, obviously, you know, they have a babysitter or somebody that's always around them. They seem like they're swingers or whatever. The second scene will involve two of them plus their sexy nanny. That's what it is, the sexy nanny.
Sexy nanny.
Okay.
And scene 3 will be Jeff, Lauren.
Tony Tiger.
And a dude who has not been named yet.
All right.
Yeah.
Would you volunteer for that? What would they have to pay you to be in the scene? Because I know you hate Jeff Lowe.
Oh, wait a minute.
This is you. You got to be in the scene. But I know what you're thinking. I already know what you're thinking.
I'd do the scene for free. that's how much I dislike that dude.
Okay.
He would tear that up.
I'm just glad that
I'd be using performance enhancing drugs, everything.
At least in all 3 of these videos, I cannot get pissed off about the jeans that guy's wearing.
No.
Will he still be wearing
a leather jacket?
Right.
Will he still have the bandana?
Yes.
Like, no.
I'm saying the hat and bandana stay on.
You think the bandana stay on?
I do, because he's hiding something horrible. His Caesar ring, whatever his deal is. I'm saying, we used to work with a guy like that, right?
Yeah.
The guy would never take his hat. Even if he did a porn. If he advertised he was doing a porn, that hat would be on his head. I'm saying he keeps the hat on his head. With the bandana.
So I'm with you. I don't think he's going to wear the bedazzled jeans or the leather jacket.
But he will have a denim condom.
Right. And right, to protect himself from tigers. But you're right. I could see him doing this porn still in the hat.
Oh, yeah.
And also, like, no offense. And I get it. Oakley's makes great sunglasses, this and that. But nobody's rocked, like, Oakley gear in years.
No. He does.
Yeah, I know.
But those jeans, that's the thing that pisses me off.
Again,
those bedazzled Vegas jeans.
But right, everything about them is annoying.
Right. So this is when Tiger King came out and I came back to work. That's what I was talking about, is that his look is fine for like 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just kind of stuck there.
Right.
You stop where things were good for you.
Right. I just feel like at this point he should be wearing like a male romper or something.
But, mm-hmm. But I do appreciate that as soon as I see him, I understand who he is.
Yeah, I know. It's just, you know, like I said, I don't want to go into the whole thing. But you get it. As bald dudes, it's just like, hey, it's okay.
That's
You're
fine.
Bald.
Yep.
Right? Like, if you want to change it, there's great, you know, there's great places you can get the hair transplant.
That
do all
is correct,
that.
Sir.
Yeah. But he didn't choose to do that.
No.
He just said, I'll hide it under this bandana and this Oakley hat.
Or he might have a real gnarly tattoo.
Oh, what do you
think? Something awful.
What if he just had a real big tiger on his bald head?
I wouldn't be surprised.
He would not wear a hat. He would show it off.
Yeah, if he had a tiger tattoo on his head, he would show it off. This is what I'm thinking.
Caesar ring.
Oh, smart enough to hide that.
Yeah, that wouldn't be too far off. All right, this is kind of sad. You know Michael J. Fox.
Yeah. Yes.
So,
I mean, not personally, but I'm aware of him, yeah.
Right, I mean, he's been around forever.
Forever,
started on Family Ties.
That was the show.
Back to Future. Back to the Future.
Back to the Future.
Back to Future. It's like I'm throwing it over to a rap concert.
Right. Teen Wolf.
Teen Wolf, good one. And then he was on Spin City.
Spin City, yeah.
I want to say after Charlie Sheen left.
Yep. Then he was like a special guest all the time on some drama show, but I don't remember if it was like Law and Order or something like that. But
very special episode.
Right. With very special guest, Michael J. Fox. It's special because, you know, he's been around forever.
Right. So basically, his days of being an actor might be a little, might be done. As he just says, look, he has Parkinson's, by the way.
Right.
But he's been battling for a while. He always stays very positive. He just said, look, my short-term memory is kind of shot. Like, he can't remember all the lines. What up?
At least he's got an excuse. I mean,
short-term
memory?
I'll
walk into a room and go, why the hell did I walk in here? What was I trying to get?
I like the Miles Silver landing. I have Parkinson's. Remember. Yeah, but you got an excuse.
Yeah, like, look, I got no excuse. I mean, like, would you tell me 5 minutes ago?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I know. Yeah. I don't want to bring it up, but
yeah.
That's why the chicken got ruined.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. My bag salad dead, gone.
Got to go to the grocery store after work now.
But with that said, it's Michael J. Fox. He's a positive dude. Optimism is sustainable when you keep coming back to gratitude, and what follows you from that is acceptance. Like, he gets it, right?
Right.
You know, he understands what's going on. I also like this. He says, quote, I'm down to this. My guitar playing is no good. My sketching is no good anymore. My dancing was never good. And acting is getting tougher to do. So it's down to writing. Luckily, I really enjoy it.
Cool.
I just like that he still took a shot at himself for being a bad dancer.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Which...
he gets the joke.
No, right. And no offense. I don't think anybody looked at Michael J. Fox and went, now that's a dancer.
No. That is not what I thought when I first saw him.
Can you pop a lock, dog?
Do you guys know Charlie Hunnam?
I don't think so. And by I don't think so, no.
All right.
Never heard of him.
So he was the main guy on Sons of Anarchy.
Okay.
So this is kind of an interesting story, though. Right, he was Jax on Sons of Anarchy. He was on a short-lived series called Undeclared with Jason Segel. So when Jason wrote the movie for Forgetting Sarah Marshall, he had Charlie in mind to play Aldous Snow.
Interesting. Well, he made the right call, I think, from that movie.
Right, Russell Brand, of course, was Aldous Snow, and then was him again and get him to the Greek. Right, so Charlie Hunnam is like, no, I backed out. He says, quote, in the dark night of searching the soul of my career at that point, and felt as though I needed to seize the trajectory, and that was just not really aligning with what I wanted to be doing.
Okay, that's fair.
So, and he says, look, they made the right decision. Russell Brand dominated
it
that
was
role.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
Charlie Hunnam, by the way, also the star in Green Street Hooligans. Great soccer movie.
Okay.
You should watch.
I love that anytime you can bring that up in context, you'll bring up that movie.
Well, because I still feel like a moron from when I did the stage announcements with them, and I didn't realize at that point.
Oh, I see.
Because I hadn't watched Sons of Anarchy, and I had seen Green Street, right? So we have the guys on stage. This was years ago at, like, Uproar or one of those. But I didn't realize till he, like, walked away, like, oh, my God, that's the guy from my new favorite movie right now.
Mm-hmm. Now it's too late.
Right, so I bring it up every time.
Yep.
It's like when I...
You missed your opportunity to drop a witty one-liner.
Why don't you bring it up in the mirror and see if he shows up? Like, say it three times.
Say it three times?
Yeah. Or five times. Candyman three or five times. I think you may have been five.
Three.
Three?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've only ever said it twice.
Just stop there.
Candyman.
It's been a weird year.
Yeah. Well, it's like Pete Corielli. When I was in Baltimore.
Stop
there. Was working at a comedy club. I had four shows to introduce. Pete Corielli.
Mm-hmm.
Never got it right once.
Mm-hmm. He didn't care. He ran with it.
He did, but I'm just saying.
I think he got used to by the third time, he had to be like, he's not going to do it right.
I can say it correct every time now. Pete Corielli, I'm telling you, man, that guy, he is right there. I still think he's going to blow up more. Because he's big friends with Sebastian. I can never say his last name.
But how does that help? Bach?
No, so Sebastian, he's the New York comedian that hosted, like, the MTV Awards last year or whatever. They do it, like...
Man, I don't know.
The only one I know is Gorka.
I'm friends with Gork.
Yeah, I get it.
The Gork man.
We're going to go in the slaughter bunnies over the weekend. The Gorka Orca.
The Gork man sounds awful. I mean, I know it's his last name, but I don't think anybody wants to be known as the Gork man.
Would you rather go by Gork man or the Gorkster?
Gorkster.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Gork man.
I'm going by Gork
man. G-U, man. You're G-Y. You can turn that. You can say, like, you know, like, you could be the Yorkster. You know, the G is silent, you know.
Gorkster
like,
Ram.
Like Euros.
All right, Sebastian Manicalis, Manicalco.
So he's friends with a guy whose last name you can't pronounce either.
I don't know.
Yeah,
he's a famous comedian. He's blowing up. Yeah, okay. So him and Corielli are buddies. Anyhow, let's see. HGTV is bringing back Design Star. It's one of the first...
Tell me what it is.
They're bringing it back, Steve.
I know. I want to know.
It basically was one of the first shows on that network that became really popular. Like, basically,
what's the premise of it? Is a star come in and do your house? Or is it just one person that's famous that redecorates?
Eight designers face off in a weekly challenge, and then the judges make eliminations until only one is left. The winner gets 50 G's in their own show.
So you
become the next star.
See, they should make them like go to like Couch City or something like that. Like, you got to decorate this home with things just from this place.
Goodwill, Couch City. Right, exactly.
What is Couch City?
I just made it up.
Right. Oh.
But you get the idea.
Do you need a new one already?
No, but I seemed offended that I've never heard of this Couch City.
You got to go down to the sofa barn.
You don't want your living room to look easy? Come on down to Couch City.
I don't know why I got so excited about this store called Couch City.
Like, come on now. We got couches. We got love seats. We got sectionals.
All of them used and gently stained.
Hey, don't worry about it. Just a little bit of OxyClean. Take it right out of there. Plus, you can get pregnant by sitting on it. Couch City.
Hey, where I grew up, there used to be a shoe city.
Sure.
Shoe city.
It was a city of shoes.
Right. Look at all these shoes. It's like we're in a city.
I could walk on these shoes to the city of couches. you got some Thursday night football tonight. You got the Niners hosting the Green Bay Packers. The Niners basically have nobody on their team.
Yeah.
So that means they will win.
Right. It's 2020.
Okay. Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Some good news. It looks like the magic and magic mushrooms can be used to help treat depression. By the way, who would spend $10,000 on a crate of oranges? That is the question. Someone put a goldfish in a lake in Minnesota. So far, over 50,000 have been removed. Colorado Parks and Recreation tell bear feeding family they do not approve. And a woman notices a nice set of legs in the sunglasses of her boyfriend's selfie. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my car.
Top story, we take to the internet with another man outed on Snapchat. TikTok is replete with people sharing stories of their partners cheating on them and getting busted, and this woman is no exception. She put up a still image of a Snapchat picture that was sent to her from her boyfriend, but her eagle eyes noticed something. In the reflective glass of his sunglasses, she zoomed in and noticed a woman sitting in the passenger seat with her legs reclined and stretched out of the passenger window.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, it's just a friend. Can't have friends. Like, that's not how friends ride with you in the car.
Then he admitted to having five girlfriends.
Right.
Yes.
Damn.
It's just, at that point, you obviously don't care. Yeah, if you're actually, if you're sending a Snapchat to your girlfriend with another girlfriend sitting next to you, there's one of two things. Either you didn't think that the relationship was as serious as she thought it was.
Well, obviously.
Or you're pretty much already done with the relationship, because that's just ridiculous.
They'd been together for 4 years.
Right.
Yeah.
What been the hell? A while. What the hell?
What I like to do is take pictures of my reflective glasses and hire the biggest dude I can find with hairy legs, but we do the same pose. Like, who is that? Her name is Martha.
Just a big, muscly dude.
Then they're not jealous.
When I was in high school, I knew a Martha. She had a beard. It was blonde, but it was there.
Oh, great. At least it was blonde.
That means every time the light hit her, you can't not see it.
Oh,
Oh my gosh, she has a halo beard. That's a beard.
When you're for Christmas, I got a razor.
Oh, trying to be subtle. It was an anonymous Christmas party.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Secret Santa.
In other news, we go to New Jersey.
Damn. A race. Yeah, that's bad.
We go to New Jersey. They already seem to have some issues with the new legislation that was passed. In case you missed it, New Jersey was one of four states that joined a growing list of states that legalized the recreational use of marijuana. But unfortunately, the Attorney General has been forced to make a statement informing people that marijuana technically is still illegal at the moment.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, the new policy does not go into effect until January of the following year.
Look, I know, but they had to know that this is exactly what's going to happen.
Exactly. I feel like that was a problem here when it first got legalized. Like, hey, guys, I get it. Like,
as soon as they passed that law, if you looked across New Jersey, it looked like Motley Crue playing Home Sweet Home. Just lighters in the air.
That's right.
And it's everyone lighting joints.
Here's the thing. How many dispensaries opened up when that legislation was passed? It's just they didn't have any inventory.
Right, right, right.
We're technically just a business is all we're doing sitting here. And bringing the weed.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. A new study may have found a magic cure for depression. The study took 24 participants that had long-term history of depression and gave them the psychedelic drug psilocybin, which is found in magic mushrooms.
Yeah.
The study found that a week after their second treatment, about two-thirds of the participants had a 50% reduction in depression symptoms, and after a month, over half of participants had no longer qualified as being depressed.
Bam.
I'm not shocked by that.
I'm not shocked at all, but it's about time you loosened up these rules to find the good,
if
right?
You ever know anybody
people abuse Sudafed to make meth. It's not Sudafed's fault, right?
Right.
But there's some inherent good in anything.
I've never heard anybody say that does that and does that for those types of purposes, that they just didn't need a good reset at the time.
Right.
And that's kind of how it's phrased, because after that, you kind of, I don't know. You kind of just clear yourself out, man. You got a clean slate, and you start over, and you have a different outlook on things.
Right. Some people talk to wise goats.
Yeah. You do all kinds of weird things, but you know what? You smile the whole time, and then when you're done, man, you reflect, and you, I don't know, you just have a different attitude.
It's not exactly like they're sitting there flying, either.
Yeah, they're not getting them high.
Right. Just, they're taking enough of the drug to get them balanced back out, and then they're going back to normal. Right. That's a good thing. A video making the rounds online shows someone who may be looking for a different line of work. The video comes from a security footage of a McDonald's drive-thru and shows a truck driver with a massive trailer trying to maneuver around the parking lot and drive-thru.
Come on, man.
Unfortunately for the driver, they miscalculated just how much space they had to turn around to turn about the lot and managed to barrel through trees, shrubs, and all over the curbs, even managing to nearly smash a car that was coming through the drive-thru.
You know, at some point, it is okay to stop hitting the accelerator.
Well, you know what? To their credit, they did. They didn't just really fly all the way through, just kind of plow through.
Right.
Other than the fact that they stopped for a moment, backed up a couple times, and then plowed through.
Okay, uh-huh. At least they did that much.
And honestly, major kudos to the customer in the drive-thru that was about to drive forward, saw the massive truck that was obviously not able to turn in there, and then backed their asses back up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good on you. Situational awareness. Proud of you there, buddy.
Or survival instinct, but I like how you say it. It sounds better.
You know what? Yeah. Quick question, gentlemen. When going to wildlife parks such as Yellowstone, what is the number one rule?
Do not feed, mess, harass, or get too close to the freaking animals,
don't
man.
Don't get too close to them.
Exactly. Do not feed the animals. Well, the same goes for a family out in Colorado that were busted luring a bear with food, believing that they were doing the animal some sort of a favor.
by providing it with an emergency source of food. The local ranger then had to make the statement reminding people that the animals cannot believe that humans are a source of food. It increases the risk of bear-to-human conflict.
Yeah, because they know how to hunt, and now you're a food source. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And if you don't have food on you, I'm just going to eat you.
Exactly.
Don't worry for the rest of us that already recognize this.
Right. You're taking an animal that has to constantly find its next source of food day by day. It needs to figure out, let's see, if I come over here, there's a pack of this around here, and I can
there's the East Coast equivalent of that on video from about 4 months ago. Family in Western Maryland, sitting at a picnic table.
Sharing a beer with a bear.
They're getting like Mountain Dew and Cheez-Its, and he's just standing there eating.
Yeah, a sandwich.
Yeah, exactly.
It just... And they even said, leave the bear alone. It's okay if he's there.
They're taking selfies with it.
But leave the bear alone. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the weekend. The return of Ted versus the FCC, and it's a bad choice Friday.
Yes, indeed. It is true, but in the meantime, we be all up out this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay...
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.